Krishna Nika Comedy, Evening Pastimes, Pradosh Leela, 836 to 1048. Krishna goes to his bedroom. Thus enjoying the early evening, Krishna pays respects to his mother and father according to the rules of etiquette. Then Krishna's parents allow him to retire to bed after showing their affection with embraces and mutual respect. Krishna's living quarters, which are right next to Nanda Maharaj's, are very pleasurable and attractive, being made of gold and jewels. Krishna's bedroom and other rooms are in the center. On all sides are small gardens filled with trees, fresh creepers, and flowering bowers. There are lakes with jeweled banks sheltering sporting swans and warbling cuckoos that are its crown and earrings. The gopis, wearing shimmering silk saris, flower petal crowns, pearl armlets, and ivory earrings, are anointed with fragrant kumkum and sandalwood paste. They enhance the moonlight with the glitter of their teeth when they smile. Eager to enjoy pastimes with Krishna, these gorgeous Brajagopis will soon meet the Lord in his garden under the brilliant moonlight of the pleasure-giving night. Some young, obedient Sevidasis, servant girls, have washed, dried, and scented Krishna's bedroom with black agaru incense. With its decorations of perfumed garlands and jeweled pots topped with colorful flags, Krishna's bedroom is splendorous and pleasant to see. It is also adorned with pleasurable objects carved from spotless ivory. Krishna's golden bed is inlaid with jewels. It has posts made of moonstone, and it is covered with attractive pillows and soft sheets as white as milk foam. The moonlight shining through the window makes the bed look like a thousand drifting clouds. Beautiful green parrots perch in the corners of the room. With a desire to sleep, Krishna enters this excellent apartment, accompanied by various male and female servants.